Good morning, everyone. This is Kiki Dominguez. Guess what? It's 24 hours in a day. Get up. We don't have much time. You slept enough. It's 3:45 now. Let's get up and make things happen. Let's start off this day positive with healthy nutrition and passing information from community to community. You know, one of my greatest inspirations came from a personal fitness icon named Greg Plitt. He was a veteran. He died a few short years ago, you know, at a young age. But I'm telling you, he was very passionate about fitness. And when I think about my life, getting back on track and, you know, staying on a raw vegan diet, and I pray that we all can get to a better place and better health and wealth. And, you know, our mindset is very important when we do this, to be focused and never to give up and try to stay away from negativity. But let me tell you, one of the greatest things that he always said was pretty much second by second, we lose the opportunity to become the person we want to be. And we all know that is true. We always keep saying the next day, we're going to do it later, or start on Sunday. That's my favorite ones. I'm going to start on Sunday all over again. And then other things happen. Other things throw you off path. And this is all life. And yes, we all go through things, depression, financial problems. Yes, I'm a testimony to that, like I said in my last segment. I supposed to have been continuing this podcast in memory of my sisters, my brothers, my mother, my father. In our family, we suffer from obesity a lot, health scares like cancer, diabetes. I'm telling you, I understand what we're going through in this world. You know, it's a lot going on every time you turn on the news. But one thing we can change is the way we feel with our own selves. Because if we're happy, we can bring positivity to each other in the community. Just everyday people we see. When sometimes when we're unhappy with ourselves, that negativity rubs off on someone else. But I know for certain that if we get our health together, we'll feel so good about ourselves and so confident we can go out here into the world and conquer it. We must train like we're getting ready for the world, for war, because that's basically what it is. We're fighting for survival. We're the soldiers out here. We're foot soldiers. We're either inner city soldiers, or I mean, we're the people that the 1% kind of leaves behind, not kind of, will do. So we must do for ourselves. So let's start off with this. Pass information. Meet people of all races, different people from different communities, and try to understand each other. But, you know, I want to make sure people in the African American community even take this even more serious, because we must understand our health, for our legacy, our ancestors, everything they sacrificed for us. We must look at this and take it serious to survive for the next, you know, generations to be better off. And it all starts with health in the home and nutrition and bringing peace within ourselves and our neighbors in the community. So make friends. Hopefully we can go for a walk in a day and meet people of different backgrounds and cultures and try to learn to understand each other while we're getting our mind right. It's good to get out and just try to understand people in general. But let me tell you, you know, one of my greatest fitness inspirations were coming from Greg Plitt. You know, God bless his heart. He passed away years ago. He died at a very young age, but he always talked about on pushing our limits. And he always said that all the time, push your limits. Pretty much, he was just talking about, you know, stop fucking around, as he said, about the day as a servant and become the master. If you understand what that means, he was like, you run your day. Don't let your day run you. And I always love that about it, because the more you think about it, we letting our day run us. Everything negative that happened today, we just letting it run us without us making change and taking control of our lives. So we must start doing that right now. But second by second, you lose the opportunity to become the person you want to be. He always said that. And he always said every action has a purpose. And one of the greatest ones that, you know, I always find favor in, and he said have so many great things, he always said, that inspire me. But I love this one too. He said, your body is the house we are forced to live in. So if you living in a shack and inside that shack is, you know, is mold, it's a lot of stuff that will just poison you and make it uncomfortable. And, you know, we don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want no house that's pretty much falling down on top of our heads. We will walk out of our house right now if we think it's about to collapse on top of us and our families. So how about we take serious of the house we are forced to live in and start with health and nutrition? Yeah, I met someone, you know, and they was like, why are you so passionate about it? Why you just don't continue to do your podcast? Because I stopped doing it. You know, depression, it's all real. You fighting to survive in this world. But you know what? No matter what, I always go back to, I know better. Why am I not doing the things I'm passionate about helping people? I know better. I was a vegan before when I got sick. It made me feel so much better. I lost a lot of weight. And then I went back to eating bad, like I said before in other segments that I had on here. But I stopped doing it and because life gets in the way. But I really want to try to help save ourselves, because as we turn on the news, we don't see much help coming our way. So we must educate ourselves and pass information about this health. Health is wealth. What do cilantro do? For instance, it removes heavy metals from your blood, you know. So we must pass on positive information like that. When people feel like, you know, they don't have enough energy or they feel like something's wrong with them, they need to educate themselves about what these vegetables do. And if we start off eating healthy to get the nutrition and the energy from the food, you know, it could push us into a place where we have so much energy, we can't sit still. We have to get up and go to the gym. So we need to get those firing foods in our bodies to make us get up and go. Not the artificial energy drinks and all that. We need real energy coming from our food. You know, and people always ask me, how you know what does what? You know, we're going to look it up. We're going to help each other. What are you suffering from? Like, I always feel lethargic. So you got to understand, you know, what can help me? I may need a detox. I know parsley helps with detox. That's why we're going to do this community to community. With us doing this community, we're going to be able to help a lot of people. We're going to be able to give people hope. And like I said, you know, it's 24 hours in a day. Let's get up. Let's get out and walk. Let's meet people, make human connections. We're made to be in the environment, not inside all the time. We're made to move our bodies, to exercise. So don't let no one fool you like, oh, you're overtraining, that sort of thing. We have to get up and go. We cannot continue to sit around and just eat all these processed foods that's killing us, making us sick. We need to reevaluate ourselves constantly to make sure we're making the right choices for ourselves, for our families, you know, for our parents in particular as they grow older. I'm 44 years old. So if I have a grandchild, which he's 2 now, and as I age, I will want my son to put healthy things into me. The more he's going to be more educated on the new things coming onto that world, you know, as I'm aging and some things I may not know. That's why passing information is important. Keeping your body as youthful as possible. So we're going to do it together and we're not going to give up. If we fall, we're going to get back up. Remember that. Get back up. Do not give up. If you fall, it's okay. Just get back up. That second, if you find yourself, you know, messing up in a 24-hour period, get back up. Get back up. Go for a walk. If you ate something you should not have eaten, get back up and go detox yourself. Go for a walk. It's 24 hours in a day. Let's get up and move. It's 4:34. We got things to do. Come on. Don't be going back to sleep. Get up and let's keep it moving. This is Kiki Dominguez, and I'll see you next segment. Listen in. We have a job to do with each other. Get back up. Don't go to sleep.